Good morning. Happy New Year to all of you. Take a moment to wish those a Happy New Year that you haven't yet done so. Well, this is our first all-age service of 2013, so you're all very, very welcome, all ages of you. Peter isn't here today. He's with Leandra down south, and so we wish him a restful time. I believe he wasn't very well last Sunday, but he struggled through. Because Peter's not here this week, there won't be any Bible study on Wednesday evening. We've got up front the tree. I'm not sure if we've got a name for this tree, what we call it, but it's the bauble tree, and it's the one that many of you in the weeks before Christmas wrote little messages and put into baubles instead of handing around Christmas cards around the church. And as well as being a nice thought, a nice sentiment, we've raised a quite phenomenal £609.48 for Campy. So well done. That's all the money that some of you would have spent on Christmas cards. I suspect a little bit more as well, so thank you very much. We'll be hearing more about Campy Child Care Centre this year, but in the meantime, thank you for that. There is going to be brunch afterwards, so do stay if you can and enjoy that time together. Those of you who were at the early service on Christmas Eve might remember that we asked ourselves what it was about Jesus that means that his teaching is still relevant today. We compared his birth with the other royal birth that will surely fill the headlines this year in 2013. That is the baby of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Kate and William. And we saw that in many respects, Jesus' birth was a million miles away from the birth that the royal baby will expect. And yet, 2,000 years later, there are hundreds of millions of people who follow Jesus. Why is that? What is it about what he said and did that means so much, particularly when what he said and what he did seemed so at odds with the world? Upside-down thinking compared to ours. Well, today we're going to look at one of the stories he told about workers in the vineyard. And it's the one where he finishes with the line, "So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last." And we will ponder upon that. But first, let's worship God. Let's come at the start of a new year giving thanks to him by singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King." Let us pray. Almighty God, we come into your presence this morning with humble hearts. We know that you are awesome and powerful, and so holy that we don't really deserve to be here. But by your generosity, you have invited us to be your children. Forgive us, Lord, for taking you for granted, for forgetting that it is only because of your amazing gift of your Son Jesus, his death and his resurrection, that we can come to call you Father. We know that it is not because of our own efforts that we do so. More often than not, our own efforts end up getting in the way, so we're sorry for that. Forgive us for ignoring the needs of others and instead being obsessed with ourselves and what we have and how to get more. Lord, we thank you for the year past, for your presence alongside us in the life of our church, its many groups and activities, our families, and our own individual lives. As we spend this time worshiping you, open our eyes, Lord, that we might see something of your kingdom. And we ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thought I was going to get an introduction. but I'll just keep going. Good morning. You've got me for the next, hopefully, 3 minutes. It will be over by then, don't worry. So today, we're looking at this verse, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. It does say that the other way around sometimes as well, so you can change it over. But I thought I would start with, this is just to kind of get the idea in your head, what this is not about. So it is not about the following. So that was a gold medal for Australia in the speed skating there. So it's not about being in a race and something's going to happen that actually if you're in last place, you're going to end up first. It's not about that. But let's look at things that it might be talking about. So things that the world thinks that are first. So first place, achievement. Things, people that are up on a pedestal for the world. So I thought number one quiz for today, who is this? The Queen. So she's the head of state. She's also, I remembered this when I was walking down the road, Queen Elizabeth II, but she's Queen Elizabeth I of Scotland. So there's a first there now. I'm not trying to be controversial in any of these pictures, but here's another first. This is, could anyone tell me who this is? Alex Salmond. And he is the first minister of Scotland, so he's in charge of our country, Scotland, and he was voted up there, and people pay a lot of attention. Would anybody know who this person is? That is Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise in 2012 was the highest paid actor in the world. He earned £75 million for acting in films last year. But that's nothing compared to this lady. Who's this? That is Oprah Winfrey, who's an American TV star, and her earnings are now in the billions, and we cannot even imagine how much money that is. And these people are in the papers a lot. The world says, oh yeah, we need to take an interest in what these people are doing. These things are valued. Another pair. We're back to Scotland now. Who's this? Andy Murray, and he won the US Open, and he's hopefully maybe might be the first number one tennis player, so that's a great achievement. And these are things that are really valued by people. There's other things that are valued, and they're valued by God and by us, and it's quite often things that we don't see, that the world doesn't have on the front page of the paper all the time. Does anybody know for your New Year's quiz who this person is? This is a man called David Duke, who's in charge of Street Soccer Scotland, who was homeless and played in the Homeless World Cup for Scotland, which we have won twice. And now he runs this charity called Street Soccer Scotland in Edinburgh. Does anybody know who this guy is? You can talk with your neighbour, discuss it. Maybe discuss it with your neighbour before you offer the answer. Any ideas? This is Magnus McFarlane Barrow, who started Mary's Meals. And he started it because he was so moved at seeing what was happening in Bosnia that he and his brother decided to send things there. And then it actually became a full-time, and he left his job, and he now is in charge of Mary's Meals. So delivering school dinners started off to kids in Malawi, and it's now through a lot of countries in the world that he's given school dinners to. What about this young person here? A number of you know this little girl. She's called Martha Payne, and she started a blog last year in her school, and it was about her school dinners. And she would take a photo of her school dinners and give it a rating, and she would put it on the internet. And so the council shut it down, and then there was an outcry that they opened it up again, and she's written a book about it. Her and her dad have written a book, and they have now, somebody actually posted on our blog and said, do you know what, why are you moaning about your school dinners? At least you've got a school dinner. And she was actually a 9-year-old moved by that and decided to give everything to Mary's Meals, and she's now raised over £100,000 and has started a kitchen in Malawi for Mary's Meals.